Thank you very much, Chelsea. Zog the Rambam, it's mitzvah gimel. Who should sivanu? The mitzvah is he. Should sivanu ba'avasa yisala, we're commanded to love Hashem. He says a person should think about the mitzvahs. That's the avada umuchoyev. Then he brings a sefri. It says, love Hashem. I don't know how to love Hashem, he says. He says, v'yod v'rmei, let's study Torah. And then he says, the mitzvahs kailo includes that you should call others to Hashem's Torah. Why? V'zeh. That's why is that included in this? V'kiruv. Getting others to love Hashem is included in the mitzvah avas Hashem. Zakt Rambam, why? V'zeh. Sha'ata k'shetav ish echad. When the tendency is, when you love a person, to tisapna v'shvachav, you speak his praises. V'tarba behem, and you speak about them a lot. The tikkur b'nei adam labai, so you want others to love him also. So he says, so to Hashem, you'll certainly, when you love Hashem, believe something, you call others that they should also love him. So basically, the verse in the Rambam, that's a shir in Avas Hashem, that's how real the Ava is, that's a tendency. On real Avas, you get others. Yeah. Why the Gemara, again, I don't know why the Gemara gives your shir, why can't it be understood as Ava? Perhaps because there's a lot of fake, the Gemara is saying how far the Ava goes, how real it is, how tangible it has to be. So the Ava is Hashem's Ava Hashem, that others should be, Shem Shalom Yisav Yodecha. The Gemara goes on further. Beautiful Gemara. If I was writing a mission statement for a yeshiva, and I had to say it in the fewest words, I would just read this Gemara. If I had to say the mission of this yeshiva, I believe any yeshiva, all I could talk for, I can't even talk for it, but all I could attempt to talk for is our yeshiva, and say this will be a mission statement for yeshiva. And it says as follows. Sheyiyah, a person should be kairi v'shoina, should learn chumash and mishnayis, or some learn, it means learn and chazer. A person should learn chumash and mishnayis, kairi v'shoina. Either it means learn Gemara or it means have a Rebbe. Person should learn Chumash, Mishnayis, have a Rebbe, learn Gemara. A person should be a Ben Torah, a Torah-like person who is harving and learning, who is holding and learning, who learns a lot. He's Kayir B'Shayin M'Sham Shvilcham. He has a Rebbe, he's Pashat, a person, a Ben Torah. V'yei Masoy Bat Nasoy Be'emuna in Abriyas. And he, this is the Bach switching gears. His business deals with honesty with people. Integrity, I don't mean to go too much on an aside, it's amazing, integrity is dakus. Integrity is very, erlichkeit is very dakus. Everybody in the world, except like a blatant liar, most people in the world feel they're erlich. Because the worst part of Yisrael, this erlich person, let me tell you, Messias and Sharm, there are two types of darkness. There are two chayshachs in the world. There's a chayshach, you can't see anything. It's one darkness. That person's protected, he knows he can't see. There's another chayshach where A looks like B and B looks like A. Oy vavoy. I'll tell you the nafkamina. A guy's walking and he sees a big hole in the ground. And he says, I can't tell, is there anything in that hole? So he doesn't jump in. Okay, he's not so bad. The other guy says, it looks like there's water in there. He dives in, he dies. What's the difference? One guy couldn't see. I better be careful. If I can't, he keeps away from the hole. The other guy thinks he sees water in there. He doesn't know there's nothing in there. Dies in head first, splat, he's dead. It's devastating not to see. Lack of erlichkeit, the dangerous thing of lack of erlichkeit, when somebody's not erlich, they don't chap themselves. They can say things over and over that are dishonest. It's not yashar business. It's just not yashrus. And then, what are you talking about? This is standard, and this is mutter, and it's a lab. It's just not yashrus. You're not being straight in relationships to that way. What do you mean? Not yashrus. They don't even understand it. That's the devastating. In a way, it's much worse than the one who's just an outright liar. Not yashar. And Zaptis Gemara, that Avodas HaAdam is to be Kari V'Shoyin V'Shamash Tamil Chum. We should all memorize Gemara Bemis. He should learn and chazer and learn Mishnah and be Mishamash to have Rebbeim and learn Gemara. And his maso matnasim abriyash mi be'amunah should be a yashar. His dealings in business, masnoi matnasim is in business or just in relationship, should be straight, honest, open, erlich. Straight, honest. Masoi matnasim abriyash mi be'amunah. The only one here, we're all young. As we get older, it's amazing. I'm young like the rest of us here. It's amazing as you go through life, and more you see what it means, the mind of being erlich, how essential it is to be erlich, and how devastating it's not to be erlich. And the only way to be erlich is to learn Mussar. It's impossible. It's impossible without it. Don't fool yourself. I'm honest, it's impossible without it. You gotta learn Mussar because it's so tricky. And it's so dakus, and we all have so many negiyas in life. A person that's learned Musa, it's Iyashin to be Erlich without it. Impossible. Don't believe, he doesn't learn Musa and he's Erlich today, it's Iyashin. He has to learn Musa, he has to keep track of himself. He has to speak to a Rebbe who's not Negea and ask, am I being Erlich on this thing? Because everybody's, I'm Erlich, that's my sheet in life. There are people who sheet in life to be Erlich or not Erlich. The sheet in life to be Erlich, they're not Erlich also. It's difficult to be Erlich. You have to learn Musar. You have to have a Rebbe. It's Masol Matnasim Abriyas Be'amuna. That's one thing. Then he goes on to say, V'diburei B'nachas Mabriyas. He speaks nicely to people. He's soft and nice. V'diburei B'nachas Mabriyas. His relationship to people is B'nachas, soft. To his family. Forget others. Others, even his mishpacha, if you can believe, he's soft. Even his own mishpacha, the dibur benachas mabriyas. People have my mitzvah that. Even his mishpacha, don't you? Shema Toimer, your mishpacha is not in mabriyas. You might touch in Gemara. We all tempted to touch mabriyas with andre mention. You do kiruv, doesn't say kiruv. In mabriyas, with all people, your family are also mabriyas. Dibur benachas mabriyas. He speaks softly and beautifully to people. Nice words to people. Mabriyas Toimer Yisalov, on such a person who represents Toimer, Kainer Vishayim Vishamash Tamil Chum, he represents Toimer. And this person deals by Muna Emesig Erlochkeit. Erloch, straight, exact, honest. And he speaks softly and kindly. There are people who speak softly and kindly and they have no Yashrus. Zero. They speak so nice, it's worth nothing. They're nice, they have no Yashrus. There are people who have Yashrus, they don't speak nice, worth nothing. He's Yasher, and he speaks nice to people. Mavriya Yisraimer Yisalav, and such a person who's Be'emes Erlich, and he's Be'emes, he's kind to people. What do people say on him? Ashrei Aviv Shalim Dei Torah. Lucky is his father of such a person who taught him Torah. Fortunate, better than lucky, because not luck, the word we use. Like. Fortunate is a father who taught him Torah. Fortunate, how fortunate his father. What a good fortune in life. That he's zeichet to teach his son Torah to have such a child. Ashrei Rabbi Shalom Dei Torah. Lucky is such, fortunate is a Rebbe of this person who is zeichet to teach him Torah. Oilem Lubriyash Lailam Du Torah. When you meet such a person, you say Shrek for people who don't learn Torah. He's a walking billboard for Torah. He's a walking billboard against and anti those who don't learn Torah. He represents wherever he goes a billboard and shries. I love the Briyash Lomim the Torah. Woe unto those who don't learn Torah. Shrek! What a Shrek not to teach your son Torah. He's a billboard which is much louder than any billboard. Draws much more attention than Alapritzos. He announces on himself and announces to all. He walks and he shries wherever he goes. I love the Briyash Lomim the Torah. Woe unto those people who don't learn Torah. Look at this mensch. Look at his erlichkeit, his yashrus, his emuna. Look at his dibur benachs and abriyas. He represents Torah. He's kayur v'shayna. I see his seder. I see that it all stems from his Torah learning. Oilem l'briyash l'olim du Torah. Pleini shalim du Torah. This yid who learns Torah. Oh, see kam anon drachav. How sweet are his ways. Kam sukanim maisav. How perfected are his actions. Allah b'kos v'aymer on such a person as it says in Yeshaya, v'yoyim li avodiyata, Yisroel, asher b'cho espar. Yisroel, who in you I glorify myself in. What a glory to my name, Hashem says. Zokta b'enu yoyin, when it says, mishu ruas chabriyas noichemenu, ruach hamakam noichemenu, doesn't mean it's an to be nice. If you represent Torah, there's an inyan to represent Torah. If the person represents Torah and becomes an advertisement for Torah, for the Derech HaTorah, people look at that person and they say, wow, Ashrei Rabbi Shalom the Torah, Ashrei Avim Shalom the Torah, Oilem Lubriyash Lailam the Torah, and that it said, Ruach HaMakam Noichemenu. That person is an advertisement for Liman HaTorah, an advertisement for what Liman HaTorah does to the person. On that person, as it said, Ruach HaMakom Noicheimenu. My emotion that I had Shabbos, seeing two young alight who went through this yeshiva. Two young alight, and I'm not coming to praise them right now, I'm coming for what our goal is. To see two young alight sitting at a table, and you know that wherever they go, they're going to meet thousands of people in their lives, Be'ez Hashem, thousands of Yidden. In their homes, they're going to walk thousands of Yidden. Through all the years, there'll be a tremendous amount of Yidden walking through their doors. And you know that what's going to be announced, you know there's a billboard in their house which screams on the top of its lungs, Ashrei Rabbi Shalimdei Torah. Lucky is the person who learns Torah. And it shries, Oilem Lebriyah Shalimdei Torah. Woe unto those who don't learn Torah. What a beautiful thing. It's unbelievable to know that this is going to be announced forever and ever. To know how many thousands are going to be influenced, and they're going to have families of their own. Those thousands are influenced, are going to have families of their own. If you could know you're a business, you have a business, and you could know, you could put up a billboard in an area that's the best area to advertise and works. The world doesn't spend billions because it doesn't work. If you can get an advertisement, you know that you'll get an advertisement in a place going to draw billions of dollars of business. What an exciting thing. You know already, it's that spot, you get the Super Bowl spot, 30 seconds, your business hasn't made. It hasn't made. That's the feeling when a Ventura steigs, it waxes out to that point, you know he's going to announce wherever he goes, and he has to constantly mechazik. He has to make sure the sign, how all things get rubbed. Do you ever see a sign, old says nothing as a turnoff as an old sign, by the way. If you ever see a sign, a billboard, starts falling down, so you think the company must have gone out of business. That's a chil Hashem. So rather we spend our lives making sure the sign looks nice, repainting, making sure it's tip-top shape. If it says on it, what's a beer, what's that called? I know, I'm just doing it. Budweiser. If you see a Budweiser sign that's falling down, you think Budweiser maybe went out of business or something. See, if either you make sure it's Bud, the B isn't strong as the U, the D, you make sure it's stark. But when you see the feeling of seeing B'nai Torah, of seeing somebody who's Pashuk, your Muvtach, wherever he goes, there'll be thousands, tens of thousands of people they'll meet. And there'll be such a Ashpa, such an announcement of Ashrei mi shelamed the Torah. Lucky is the one who learned Torah. Such an announcement of Baruch Lekeinu Shebrana Lechvayi Devilonim Natoyim V'Nasla Natoris Emes V'Chayim Natav V'Sechenu. An announcement of all the things we treasure. It's awesome simcha. Awesome simcha. And to me, that's the exact avoid of Ben Azmanim. It's avoid of always, but in Ben Azmanim, where a person goes out of the Kais of the Beis Medrash. The moment that a bachur, people are already starting to leave for the summer, maybe this Doilim that's here the first month, not better. But people are starting, at least Shabbos, if it will be going home. That is the avoidus of Ben Torah, that he learns Vayitav Ben Azmanim, because he still represents Torah. He's Kari Vishon Mishamish Tamid Chom, he's Avada learning in Shtagin. And then he deals as Masoy Matnosis Be'amunah, he's Erlich. He's straight in his relationships. Business not again now. But in his dealings, he's Erlich, he's a Yashar. And his Dibur Benachas Mabriyos, his speech with people is Benachas. And he's that person that people say, wow, it's so Kedai to learn Torah. Everybody, if he's in a camp, then the kids say, wow, it's Kedai to learn Torah. See Erlichkeit, you see Ben Torah, it's Kedai to learn Torah. And those, and if he, whatever he is, he's working in a job, people see him, they say, oy, lem lebriyah shalom the Torah. People give a groan, oy, I didn't teach my son Torah. Oy, lem lebriyah shalom the Torah. That person is a nachas ruach to the Bayrid. It's a nachas ruach to Hashem. That person is mekayim. Hashem says that, Yisrael, Hashem b'cha espar. In that person do I glorify. In that person is akol bar l'chvaydei, he is bringing kvayt shemayim. And that's the avodah. All of us here should be an army spreading out to the world now of billboards. We're all about, I apologize to call us all billboards. We're all billboards. And we're going in very important places. In strategic places. And Shataka be a za announcement, a za PR, it's an age of PR. It should be a za PR for Torah that makes all other PR pale in comparison. So remember, as much as chayshech is attractive, as much as pritzas draws people, ma'at min ha'or doich ha'ar b'chayshech. A little light pushes away a lot of darkness. This is much more attractive. Nikarim divrei emes. The truth is more attractive. We should all be zeichah. We should all be zeichah in our whole lives to be this billboard, to be this. I shouldn't use this. Come out like a dirty word today, but I mean, in the Kedusha says we should all be zeichah to be these people. Wherever we go, people say, Ashri mi shalom de Torah. Ashri mi shalom de Torah. Lucky is the one who learns Torah. Ashri rabbi shalom de Torah. Ashri abu shalom de Torah. We should all be zeichah to be such people, and we should have it in our minds to make sure always. Person never is satisfied. I'm such a person. The person has to always make sure, to always check his sign. Always make sure it's masoy manas b'emuna. It's easy like this in a second. A person doesn't learn muster, in a rega, a person can become krum. Let's say we have so much negiyas, in a second he's no longer straight. And he holds yashus, I hold with him. In a second, the person, he has one negiyas, a moment, one thing that's negeya, the guy becomes crooked if he doesn't watch himself. We should be zeichet to be be'emes, be'emes, be'emes. We should be zeichet to be people who deal be'emuna and b'riyas in all our relationships. To deal yashus. We should be zeichet to be people who deal be'nachna b'riyas. We should be zeichet to be this ultimate kiddush shemayim, which fills the pashat, the purpose of creation, she'akol bar l'chvaydei, and through this, we should talk to the Zeich, Hashem should give us tremendous aliyah and ruchnias through the summer, back to next month, and we should all be Zeich, the pashat, become higher and higher and higher in ruchnias.